Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Romano moves to third. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMullen. Romano scores. Skourin moves to third. Elia moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rickard. Skourin scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elia scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Camilli and he is out, McMullen applying the tag. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Elia hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Savarin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scourin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Scourin reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Scourin. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops it up and throws to first, with Rickard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buzzard takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. Buzzard moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 2 in the game. Nan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Chance pinch hits for Doug Camilli. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Howard pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Don Blasingame now playing second base. Bob Savarin now playing shortstop. Jim French now catching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is hit by the pitch. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from French and he is safe. McGraw steals second. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Elia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Elia reaches third base with a triple. McGraw scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. King throws the ball into Blasingame, who tags Berry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Elias scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.